Let your heart shine bright. Let us take you to what is right. Let your heart shine bright. Let us take you to what is right.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma Abad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Viewers of Madrasa Channel, please repeat after me. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah Before we begin, we'll give you a blessing of reciting Durud-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam is reported to have said that the one who recites Salat upon me 100 times, Allah azza wa jal will write between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And on the day of judgment, he, Allah azza wa jal, will keep him with the martyrs. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching tonight with Madani Channel as we've just given you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak just 100 times. Just 100 times. And how long does that take? A few minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. So please make a habit of reciting Durood-e Pak. It is stated that an ignorant person said to an Hakim, i.e. a wise person, he said to him, describe the benefits of such a thing to me that by the virtue of using it, I remain asleep even during the daytime. So this person, he came to the Hakim, and what he wanted, he wanted something. He wanted something that if he took it, as a result of that, he could remain asleep, not just during the night, but also during the day. The wise person replied, "Oh, so and so, how unwise are you? You're already spending half of your life by sleeping heedlessly at nights, whereas sleep is the other name of death. Now you want to waste a further 3/4 of your life in sleeping and keeping only 1/4? The man asked, how is that? And the wise person replied, suppose you have a lifespan of 40 years. So your half of your life will be 20 years. Now you want to reduce it by another 10 years. In other words, you're already spending 20 years of your life by sleeping at night. If you remain asleep during the day also, it means you will be spending another 10 years of your life in sleep. Now what will you have in your hand to carry out good deeds for the preparation of the hereafter will only be 10 years. Therefore, remove the desire of sleeping in excess from your heart. Now in this particular example, viewers of Madinah, we were told that this person, he gave the example of having a lifespan of 40 years. Let's say we've got a lifespan of 70 years. Let's say we've got a lifespan of 72 years. In them 72 years, if half of that time is already asleep, half of that time is asleep, and if we want more sleep, then what are we left with? And if we take care of other things like going to the toilet, eating, traveling, and all these times that we waste that time, what is left of our life that we can do, treat ibadat, and collect those deeds that are going to benefit us on the day of judgment? So we've heard from this wise man how he reformed this person. This person, he was reformed as a result of this. He had the desire of sleeping in excess, and how we try to give him the Madani mindset to think about the afterlife. The above mentioned parallel also contains admonition for those unwise people who waste most of the time only sleeping or staying in bed, like bedridden parents. Some people, what they do is they sleep 8, 10, 11, 12 hours, yeah? But then what they do is they don't get up and do something, they stay in bed. Even though they're not sleeping, they still stay in bed. And so they're like, as the example said here, bedridden patients, that they're in the bed all day as patients, they're not doing anything. And what they don't realize is that their time is being wasted minute by minute. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the blessed mother of Sayyidina Sulaiman bin Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh my son, do not sleep till late at night, for sleeping too much at night will leave a man poor on the day of judgment." It will not leave a man poor at the end of the week. It will leave a man poor on the day of judgment. Why? Because if he's sleeping too much, then he's not acquiring those deeds. It is stated on page number 125 of the book Jannati Zewar, published by Maktabat al-Madina, the publication department of Dawat Islami. All the pious predecessors have said, hold firm to three habits. Number one, less talking. Number two, less sleeping. And number three, less eating. Because excessive talking, excessive sleeping, and excessive eating are all bad habits, and a person suffers due to these habits in the world and in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. So in this particular example, we're told that not only in the hereafter, which is what we're talking about, but also in this world. If you're sleeping too much, if you're talking too much, if you're eating too much, then you have a detrimental effect not only in the hereafter, but also in this world. Now, viewers of Madrid Show, time is such a divine blessing that Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed upon everybody. Everybody's got it equally. Everybody has an equal amount of time. No matter how rich you are, you can be the richest person, but there's only 24 hours in a day. You can be the poorest person in the world, but there's only 24 hours in a day. It is the one thing that you cannot buy. You know, people say buy some time. That's just a figure of speech. You cannot buy time. Time is fixed. It is a set amount of time. There's only 24 hours in the day. This date, this time will never come again. It's gone. That time's gone. That date's gone. That day's gone. Whatever day you passed is gone. It will never come back again. Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, used to say, O son of Adam, you are a combination of different stages. Whenever any day or night passes by you, it brings one of your stages to an end. Allahu Akbar. And when all of your stages come to an end, you will reach your destination, i.e. paradise or the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. So what is meant by valuing time? We talk about valuing time. How do we value time? There is some beautiful ayahs in the Quran that talk to us about time and how we should value time. And I'm going to give you the translation from Kanzul Iman. Surah Asr, ayat number 1 to number 3. It is in the last para of the Quran. The translation. By this era of the beloved Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, indeed mankind is surely in loss, except those who believed and did good deeds and advised one another towards truth and advised one another to have patience. Allahu Akbar. The renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmadiyar Khan Naimi, has stated, the man is wasting his true capital, i.e. his life. He's wasting his life in kufr, in sin, in heedlessness, in seeking the world and in fun and amusement. He does not make it a mean for making his hereafter better. Man is a trader. Life is his shop. And his deeds are the products of the shop. If the products are good, then Allah Azza wa Jal buys them and paradise is their price. If they are bad, then shaitan is the buyer and hell is the price. Allahu Akbar. He goes on to say, who is the buyer depends on the product. Who is the buyer depends on the product. Allahu Akbar. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, is quoted, a blessed saying of the blessed saint. He said, I understand the meaning of Surah Asr from an eye seller who was calling out aloud in the marketplace, have mercy on the one whose capital is melting. Have mercy on the one whose capital is melting. Listening to it, I said to myself, this is the meaning of indeed mankind is surely in loss. Therefore, the one whose life has been spent uselessly will be amongst those who suffer a loss. You know, this particular example, we're told about the ice seller, that he's got the ice in his hand and he's saying that, look, have mercy on those whose capital is my capital is melting. If you don't buy off me soon, then it's going to disappear. Your life is like that. If you don't utilize it, it's going to disappear. In the same way that the ice disappears, your life will disappear. So how valuable is your life? Every moment of your life is valuable. And how quickly is this short journey? And when is it going to end? We should spend these precious moments and realize that we need to value this time that we have. If we remain indulged in the luxuries of this world, spending all of our precious time heedlessly in only brightening our worldly future, and the angel of death comes to us, then by Allah Azza wa Jal, we would not be given time to even say Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. You know, fortunate is he. Fortunate is that person that when the angel of death comes to him, he has the opportunity to recite the kalama. When the angel of death comes, he doesn't come with any warning. He'll just come. Some people have an illness and they know that they're heading towards it. But when it actually comes, it comes. And those people, when it comes, you might not have a single moment in which to recite the Quran. Here we're told that we might not have a moment in our life to even recite Subhanallah. It is stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr bin Abdullah Muzni, Ramatullah ta'ala, said that a person from Bani Israel hoarded wealth. When the time of his death approached, he said to his sons, "Show me my different possessions." Many horses, camels, and slaves were brought to him. Seeing them, he began to weep in remorse. Seeing him crying, Malik al-Maut, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, asked, "Why are you crying? I swear by the one who blessed you with all this, I will not leave until I separate your soul from your body." And he pleaded, this rich person pleaded, "Grant me a little time so I may distribute this wealth." Allahu Akbar. The angel said, "Now you would not be granted any respite. Why did you not do it before your death?" And therefore, Malakul Maut, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, seized his soul. Allahu Akbar. Many Madani pearls of warning can be given from this parable. Of those heedless people who always struggle to multiply their wealth by any means, despite already having loads of wealth, they don't get satisfied even after hoarding up hundreds and hundreds and maybe millions of pounds. So much property, so much wealth, and yet they're still trying to gain more and more wealth. Somebody told me a story today about a person that was sitting on his small boat, a fisher boat, and a businessman was stood there, and he said to him, "Why are you not going out and catching fish right now?" And he said, "I caught enough." And he said to him, "Why don't you catch more?" And he said, "What am I going to do if I catch more fish?" And the businessman said to him, "Look, if you catch more fish, then what you can do is you can get a motor on your boat. When you get your motor on your boat, you can go further out to sea. When you get more money, you'll be able to buy special nylon nets and you can catch bigger fish. When you get more money, you can buy another boat. When you get more money, you can have more boats and be rich like me." And the poor fisherman said to him, and he said, "Okay, and when I get all that, what am I going to do?" And he says, "Then you can rest." And the poor fisherman said, "What do you think I'm doing now?" Allahu Akbar. And it's a great parable in there that he's happy with what he has got. And he's not running after wealth and making more wealth. And all that time he would gaining more wealth, what would he be doing? He wouldn't be worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. He would not be improving his book and deeds, but he would be wasting that time. Life, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is only granted once. Life is not granted again and again. It is only granted once. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, with regards to your life, there are two such blessings about which many people are in deception. Number one is your health, and number two is your leisure time. Alhamdulillah, I'm sat here in front of you. Alhamdulillah, you are watching me from your homes now. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that all the people that are watching me right now are healthy. But how long is this health going to last? What guarantees have we got that our health is going to continue? And in the second part of the hadith, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that leisure time. At this time where we have time, we sat at our homes, this time will pass. But what won't pass is what we've achieved in this time. This is the question that we need to ask. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, value five things before five things. Number one, value your youth before you get old. Number two, value your health before you get ill. Number three, value your wealth before poverty. Number four, value your leisure time before being busy. And number five, value your life before you die. Do we value these things? Do we value our youth, or do we waste our youth? What have we achieved in our youth? Do we value our health, or do we think, yes, I'm healthy, I'm strong now, I can go to the gym, I can really pump some iron and make myself really, really strong, rather than using that strength in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla? Valuing that wealth before you are poverty. Your wealth is up and down. You might not have this wealth today. With the wealth that you've got today, you might not have tomorrow. But whatever you've distributed in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal today, tomorrow you will have these regrets that, you know, I had the money then. I wasted that money then. I wasted that money on takeaways. I wasted that money on clothes. I wasted that money on this. If only, only that money then I spent in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Your leisure time before you are busy, and your life before your death. How are we going to use our life? What is our, if someone was to write a biography on our life and sum it up in a paragraph, what would that summation of our life be? What would our obituary be about our lives? What are we achieving in our lives? What would this say about us when we passed away? He was a great footballer. He was a really good bowler. Yeah, he was a fantastic, he was an all-rounder in fact. Yeah, he knew everything about taekwondo and karate and all these things. Or he was a muballigh. He learned the deen. He passed on the deen. He lived his life according to the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these examples I gave you, ask yourself, which one of these examples is going to benefit you when you're in that dark and lonely grave? Which one of these examples is going to benefit you on the day of judgment when nobody will be there to help you except the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every day, when the sun rises in the morning, the day makes the following announcement at that time. If you want to perform any good deed today, then do so. I will never return after today. The day is telling you, look, if you want to do anything today, do it, because today I'm not going to come back again. So we need to wake up. Wake up from our heedlessness. Wake up from all that time that we're wasting, sitting in places where we're wasting time talking to each other. And we do waste a lot of time. I remember speaking to a solicitor, and he said to me, brother, that when a client rings me, I can spend 40, 45 minutes on the phone to him and it doesn't bother me. I don't realize that I wasted time. But when I think about my salah, and I think, oh, it's going to take me 5 minutes to read my salah. I ain't got 5 minutes. I'm a busy person. You got 45 minutes to answer the phone, but you haven't got 5 minutes to pray. You haven't got 5 minutes to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, but you got 45 minutes. You spend more time scrolling on your phone than you would if you were performing your namaz, but we haven't got time. Why? Because we're not disciplining our time. We're not utilizing our time properly. Allahu Akbar. If we look at the people of the past, had they spent their time, had they would observe reading the Quran, psalm, fasting, zikr, hamd, naat, serving parents, calling people towards the path of righteousness, making preparation for the matters of the grave and the hereafter, bringing up children according to Sharia. These are the things that we should spend our time on. So my dear viewers of Mother and Child, time is a great blessing. And on the day of judgment, the way people will be questioned about different blessings, similarly, they will be questioned about time as well. Time is a blessing. And you will be questioned about all of your blessings. And one of those blessings is time. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Part 30, Surah Taqasir, Ayat number 8. Then indeed, on that day, you will be surely questioned regarding the bounties of Allah upon you. Commentating on the above mentioned blessed ayat, Alama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Nimuddin Rahmatullahi Ta'ala stated, you will be questioned about these things which Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed upon you. For example, health, wealth, leisure time, peace, comfort, etc. Through these blessings, you used to seek pleasure and comfort for yourselves in the world. You'll be asked, what uses of these things you made? How did you pay gratitude for these things? And you will be punished for being ungrateful. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that on the day of judgment, man will not be able to lift his foot until he is questioned about 5 things. Number 1, what activities was your life spent in? What activities did you spend your life in? Allahu Akbar. Number 2, how was your youth spent? Number 3, where was the wealth earned from? Allahu Akbar. Number 4, where was it spent? And number 5, to what extent did you act upon your knowledge? 5 very, very, very important questions. I'll repeat them. What activities was your life spent in? How was your youth spent? Where was the wealth earned from? Where was it spent? And to what extent did you act upon your knowledge? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, through the word time, it is a very small word, but in reality, it is something very, very precious. You cannot purchase time. You cannot accumulate time. You cannot sell time. It's not like gold where you can have a hoarding up of gold and fill up your cupboards full of gold, or you can sell the gold. You cannot buy it. You cannot sell it. You cannot hoard it. Allahu Akbar. And time, viewers of Madani Channel, has played a vital role in the rise and the fall of nations. Those nations who recognize the value of time and spent the days and nights with punctuality, they automatically progressed and they prospered. Those nations who wasted the time, who just spent their time in leisure, who didn't do what they should be doing or didn't utilize that time properly, then you see that them countries, them people, they are not successful. Allahu Akbar. We need to understand. And that's what we're trying to do today, viewers of Madani Channel. We try to understand the importance of time. We need to try to understand how we need to value our time. And we'll give you some parables, inshallah. It's narrated by Sayyidina Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Zayed, rahmatullahi ta'ala. He said that I heard Sayyidina Abu Bakr Attar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, saying that when Sayyidina Abu Qasim Junaid, rahmatullahi ta'ala, passed away, some of my friends and I were present there. We saw that just before his demise, just before he was passed away, he was offering salah while sitting due to weakness. Both his feet were swollen, and while performing ruku and sujood, he would bend one of his feet, which would cause severe pain and trouble. Upon seeing this, his friend says, "What is this? Why are your feet swollen?" And he said, "Allahu Akbar. This is in fact a blessing." Sayyidina Abu Muhammad Hariri Ramutullahi Ta'ala said, "Oh Abu Qasim, is there any harm if you lie down? You can lie down and read your namaz." And he said, "There is still some time to perform good deeds. Therefore, thereafter this, there will be no opportunity." And then he said, "Allahu Akbar," and he passed away. So right up until the actual moment of passing away, he spent that time in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. He didn't waste that time. Allahu Akbar. It is stated on page 829 of the second volume of Ya'alun, published by Maktabat al-Madinah, the publishing department of Dawat Islami, that Sayyidina Abu Ali Fuzail bin Ayyad, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was sitting alone in the Masjid al-Haram when one of his friends came to him. And Sayyidina Abu Ali Fuzail bin Ayyad, rahmatullahi ta'ala, asked him the reason. And he said, "Oh Abu Ali, I've come to amuse you." Sayyidina Abu Ali Fuzail bin Ayyad, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, "By Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is something of a great worry. You do want to beautify your speech for me and wish that I beautify my speech for you. You lie for me and I lie for you. Therefore, it is better either you go away from me or I will go away from you." Allahu Akbar. So in this particular instance, just sitting there amusing each other, telling jokes or telling lies or whatever, he said, "This is a waste of time. I don't want to do this. Either you leave or I will leave." It is stated on page 173 of the book Minajul Abadin, published by Maktabat al-Madinah, the publishing department of Dawat Islami, that Sayyidina Hassan bin Sinan Abi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, passed by a massive and towering house. And he asked its owner, "How long has it been since you'd constructed this huge house?" Having asked this question, he felt deeply embarrassed in his heart, and he addressed his nafs, inner self. He said, "Oh arrogant nafs, why are you wasting time in asking such a useless and purposeless question?" And because of this, he observed fasting for 1 year as an expiation for his useless question. So he saw this big house and he asked the owner, how long ago did you build this house? And then he realized in himself that, look, what's the point of this? What am I going to achieve by getting that answer? If he says to me 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, what am I going to achieve? What a useless question. What benefit is it to me? And he was so angry with himself, so angry with his nafs, that he'd wasted that time, that he'd asked a useless question. It says that he fasted a whole year for this. Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we can see from this how the pious saints used to spend their time in an extremely cautious manner. If any of their friends would come only for pastime, then they would bless him with the Madani pearls regarding the importance of time and try and reform them. Viewers of Madani Channel, if you watch Madani Channel on a daily basis, you'll see that Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat is that great person who reminds us of our pious predecessors. And every deed of his is something to be followed. He has divided his time in the most excellent manner. Salah, Urad, Wazaif, Madani Muzakras, studying, Nafal, fasting, offering Nawafil, Madani Mashras, Sari, Aftari, meeting the Murids, meeting the students, meeting scholars, meeting general public, inquiring about the ill, expressing condolences to the relatives of the deceased, Madani pearls for the encouragement of the responsible Islamic Brothers of Dawat Islami, developing the Madani work. He is not wasting a single moment of his time. And you can see, if you watch Madani Channel, you'll see that his time is not a single moment is wasted. And if we just look at one department, if you look at just the books that he has written, there are more than 105 departments of Dawat Islami. If you look at the books that he has written, Kufri Kalamat ke bare mein sawal o jawab, question and answers about Kufri Kalamat, Ghibat ki tabah kari, backbiting, a cancer in our society, Neki ki Dawat, call to righteousness, Wasaile Bakshin, the collection of 12 booklets, Namaz ki Akam, laws of Salah, Fizan-e Sunnat, Parde ke bare mein sawal o jawab, questions and answers about the Islamic veil. All these are just one sort of thing that he's given to us, just the books that he's given us. Furthermore, more than this, the Madani Muzakras, all of these are for our benefit, and you look that he doesn't waste any time. So viewers of Madani Channel, in order to develop the awareness of the importance of time in the hearts and minds of the Muslim, and to transpire the Madani mindset of the pious saints into the hearts of Amir al-Sunnat, he's written a book, namely Anmol Hira, Priceless Diamonds, consisting of Quranic ayat, blessed are these and sayings of the pious saints and Madani pearls full of advice. Now this book is available on www.dawatislami.net. Priceless Diamonds is the English translation. You can download it completely free of charge. Make an intention that I'm going to download that book. I'm going to read it. Now one of the activities of Dawat Islami that you may or may not be aware of is the Madani Namaz card. This is where every single day that the people that have this card, they do a self-accountability. Every single day, we look at the questions in that card. Every single day, we try and act upon the acts in there. So it's like a self-accountability where a certain number of questions are there for you on a daily basis, a certain number of questions are there for you on a weekly basis, certain number of questions are for the monthly basis, certain number of questions are there for the annual basis, and certain things are in there that you should try and achieve at least once in your life. There is a book called Madani Inamat, and this book will explain to you the benefits of acting upon the Madani Namaz. When you read this book called the Madani Namaz, you will realize you'll be able to read priceless things, aims of the Madani Namaz, some medical and scientific benefits of Madani Namaz, a template scheduled to act upon the Madani Namaz, method of collective fikr in Medina, sayings of Amir al-Sunnat regarding the Madani Namaz, dua of Amir al-Sunnat to those who act upon the Madani Namaz, Madani pearls of Markaz-e-Majlis-e-Shura regarding the Madani Namaz, blessings of Madani Namaz, questions based on the Sharia and organizational precautions regarding Madani Namaz, questions containing useful information regarding the mobile phone application, list of all the provisions of Madani Namaz. Then this Madani Namaz card that I'm talking to you about, you can download it. You can get it on your phone as an app. You can get it on your phone as an app, and every day you can fill in the questions. So again, download this Madani Namaz card, and inshallah azawajal, you will see the benefits of it. Viewers of Madani Channel, instead of wasting the precious moments of our life in useless activities, we should all associate ourselves with the environment of Dawat Islami. Insha'Allah Azawajal, you'll benefit from this. Because when you're in this environment, you get into the habit of constantly doing things. And the things that you are doing will not be the things that you should not be doing. Amir al-Sunnat says, do the things you should be doing, otherwise you're going to end up doing the things you shouldn't be doing. And there's a few things that if we look at them, we waste a lot of our time. Three such acts in which we waste a lot of our time. And I'm going to quickly mention these. Internet. Internet is one of the biggest means of wasting our time. The right usage of internet has countless benefits. But one of the biggest harms is the wastage of time. People have social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, and they constantly just wasting their time on the sharing updates of the sleeping. I've just gone to sleep. I just woke up. I've just ate this. I'm just eating this. I'm just going to this place. I'm just going to that place. This is what I'm eating now. This is where I'm going now. This is what I'm drinking now. This is what I'm doing now. And all of this is wasting your time. That you're constantly doing this on impulse. And so our youth that are indulged in this, indulged in the ill usage of internet, they spend hours in it. But that same person, you say to him, read your namaz 5 times a day. I ain't got time. I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time for namaz. I'm a busy person. You're a busy person, but you have so much time to waste on the internet. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala, narrates that the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said that the best people of my ummah are those who recite the Holy Quran and those who worship Allah azza wa jal by staying awake in the night. We stay awake at night on social media. We stay awake at night going on the internet and wasting that time. Another thing that we use that wastes a lot of our time is actually this, the mobile phone. Not just the internet, but actually the mobile phone. Talking to people or downloading things on the mobile phone so that we can listen to them. And what happens is on the mobile phone, people start downloading all sorts of things on the mobile phone to listen to. Downloading apps on here to play or whatever. And again, you're wasting time. And what happens is if you're not careful, you're downloading kufr. You can be downloading things that can take you out the fold of Islam. If you want to download things, Dawat Islam is providing you so much to download. The Madani Muzakas that I mentioned before, you can download them and listen to them every day. You can download the bayans of a middle listen. You can download the bayans of Nigrani Shura. You can download Ruhani Alaj. You can download the Quran. You can download the Madani Namaz. You can download the Madani Channel app. You can download Kalima and Dua. You can download Burial and Shrouding. You can download the Kalam of Allah. There's so many apps Dawat Islam has created for you to download on this phone so that you can benefit from it. But how are we going to do this? We'll find it hard. Why? Because it takes up too much time. We've got time for other things, but we've not got time for what we just suggested. Another third thing that we act in that wastes a lot of our time is wandering around in bad company. The company that you keep will determine how you utilize your time. If you're in a company of people that are just wasting their time heedlessly, just talking about useless things, just looking for opportunities to backbite and gossip and to tell stories to each other or to tell jokes to each other. And in the midst of them jokes, they're lying, they're swearing, they're backbiting, they're speaking words of disbelief. If you're in that company of people, then you're not going to benefit from it. But if you're in the company of good people, the people who tell you that this is a sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brother, you are eating, if you only eat like this, it's the sunnah. Brother, you are sitting, if you sit like this, it's the sunnah. Brother, if you cut your nails like this, it's the sunnah. Brother, let's go to the masjid and read our namaz. Brother, let's do this. Brother, let's do that. Inshallah, you'll benefit from that. And if you're in the right company and you do slip, you do make a mistake, they'll help you. You know, if for example, you start backbiting, the brother will say, brother, just leave it. Kufli Madina, quiet, leave it. Don't talk about that. And you realize straight away, no. He saved me. Now you might think, he's stopping me in front of everybody. He's embarrassing me. He's not, he's saving you. And if you have this mentality that these brothers there, they are saving you for the sisters, if you are in the similar environment where you're sitting with sisters that can improve you, better you, then inshallah you'll be benefited as well. So please try not to wait time. We're going to give you some sayings, viewers of Madani Channel, of those people who valued time and how they valued time. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, these days are the pages of your life. Decorate them with good deeds. Allahu Akbar. The famous companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala said, I do not feel ashamed on anything else more than the day which passed without an increase in any good deeds. The great leader of millions of Shafis, Sayyidina Imam Shafi, Ramtullahi Ta'ala said, I remained in the company of pious people for a long time, gaining spiritual benefits, and I learned two important things from their company. Number one, time is like a sword. You should cut it with good deeds, or else it will be cut by indulging you in useless things. Two, safeguard your nafs. If you do not keep it busy in a good deed, then it will indulge in an evil deed. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Ramatullahi Ta'ala, said, by Allah Azza wa Jal, having to leave out religious activities, writing or studying at the time of eating food saddens me severely, because time is a very valuable asset. For him, even eating is saying that this time, I'm wasting my time eating. I could be acquiring, I could be writing, I could be studying. But instead, I'm having to eat. How many was waste time? Amir al-Sunnah in the Madinah al-Madkhah that I mentioned earlier on, he mentions in there that at least every day, read a book written by a Sunni scholar for at least 12 minutes. How many of us sit down and read a book for 12 minutes? And only 12 minutes. We find it hard. Sayyidina Imam Abu Zakariya bin Sharaf Nawawi, Ramatullah, he said he never used to waste time, neither during the day or the night, to the extent he would either be reading or revising a book even whilst coming or going somewhere. This way he spent many years in seeking knowledge. He divided his time. All his time would be spent in religious activities. He'd fix times for writing books, fix time for teaching, offering nawafil, reciting the Holy Quran, pondering over the matters of the hereafter, and conveying the call to righteousness and forbidding from evil. This is how they valued their time. This is how the pious predecessors made sure that they utilized their time. Now, people that are watching me now, maybe you're 15, maybe you're 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, or whatever your age is. Ask yourself, how much have you, of your time that you have lived so far, have you used that you can proudly present in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and said, Ya Allah, this is what I did whilst I was in the dunya. How much will you be able to have in your hand? Will it be one day, 1 hour, 1 minute? Or will you be able to say that, Alhamdulillah, I spent my youth in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya Allah, I spent my wealth in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I spent my strength in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I spent my money in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ask yourself, how much have you got to present? Allahu Akbar. We're going to try, viewers of Madani Channel, to find ways to correct, using the correct time in the correct manner. And we're going to try and give you some tips of advice here on how to utilize your time best. Number one, abstain from the unnecessary use of the mobile phone and the internet. Use a simple phone if you end up using too much time on that. Number two, try to get in the habit of having conversations in writing as much as possible. Otherwise, have conversation in minimum words as possible. People, they start a conversation and they go on and on and on and on. You know, within the environment of Dawah Islami, with the social media where we're sending each other messages, even though they may be part of the organization of Dawah Islami to send each other messages regarding things, we try to keep them as simple as possible. Try to aim to send each other messages that are 30 seconds, 40 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, maximum 2 minute message. People start sending messages 8, 9, 10 minutes and people don't listen to them. So keep the messages short, succinct and to the point. In order to increase the passion of valuing time, keep yourself busy in virtuous acts as much as possible and make a jadwal, a schedule for the whole day, which should not contain useless and time-wasting activities. Make a schedule. You know, I went to somebody's house and as I went in the door on the wall, there was a schedule. And it was a schedule for his children. And his children were told that you come home from school at this time, from this time to this time, you're going to do sabak, this time to this time, you're going to do this, this time. And he had all this jadwal, all until the time for bedtime. And in the middle of him, he had a chilling time. Yeah, this is your chilling time, but the rest of your time, you will do this, 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 and this, and this. And not only that, he got his children to sign it. Sign this, and then inshallah, we'll act upon it. And what is he doing there? He's creating this discipline for his children. So his children become disciplined on utilizing that time and not wasting that time. And from a young age, they realize that they need to discipline themselves. And this is what our deen teaches us with the 5 daily prayers, to discipline ourselves. And this is what we should be doing, disciplining our time and making sure that we do not waste our time as well. Number four, if possible, wake up early in the morning and to perform the tahajjud. Allahu Akbar. Number four, calling out Sadaya Madina. What is Sadaya Madina? Sadaya Madina is waking up people for Fajr. Wake up people for Fajr. Wake up your family members for Fajr as well. In Dawah Islami, we have Madani Halkas after Fajr. Stay in these Madani Halkas and acquire the knowledge of the deen. Offer the Nawafil of Chashd Ishraq. After you have taken breakfast, start acquiring knowledge from You know, acquire knowledge from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. Offer your zuhr and salat, your namaz with jamaat, and wash during the day. Make sure you protect your tongue in a habit of avoiding unnecessary talk all day. Do zikr. Do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Do durud-e-paak. Read durud-e-paak. Watch Madani Inshallah. These are all things that you can do. And there are so many activities within Dawah Islam that will enable you to utilize your time. So viewers of Madani Inshallah, we need to get into a habit of using our time properly. And unfortunately, what we're doing is we're wasting so much time. And as we've said today in today's speech that, you know, this time that we have right now, this moment that we have now, this breath that I'm taking right now, that breath is not going to come back. And how many breaths have we got left? How much time have we got left? When is the angel of death due at our house? Do you know? Do you know when he's going to come and visit you? No, we don't. So in the same way, if in this world I was to say to you that you're going to have an exam, and this exam, if you pass it, you'll have a successful life. If you fail it, then you'll be in poverty all your life. Yeah? And I'll say to you that this is what you need to do to prepare yourself for that exam. And you were to say to me, okay, when's the exam? And I'll say to you, ah, well, that's the catch. I'm not going to tell you when the exam is, but the exam will definitely happen. And if you pass that exam, you'll live a life of happiness for the rest of your life. A life of luxury for the rest of your life. You'll want for nothing for the rest of your life. But if you fail that exam, if you fail that exam, you will suffer and struggle for the rest of your life. Would you not say to me, brother, what do I need to learn? What do I need to know for that exam? And when's that exam going to happen? And I'm going to keep on telling you, look, I don't know when that exam is going to happen. You tell me, would you not prepare yourself for that exam? And you're preparing yourself for an exam that benefits you in this dunya, but you're not preparing yourself for an exam that benefits you in the hereafter. You see people that when they're doing the GCSEs and when they're doing the A-levels, they think to themselves that, you know, this is everything. If I fail this, my life's gone. If I fail this A-level exam, my life's gone. If I fail this degree, my life's gone. If you fail life's test, your akhirat is gone. So viewers of Madani Channel, we're all due a test. We're all due that test of the grave, but we don't know when that test is going to be. So please make a habit of utilizing your time properly. Make a habit of making sure that you've benefited from your time. And you should have this feeling inside you, like we heard early on, where the pious predecessors were on a daily basis, if they looked to themselves and they thought, you know, I've not achieved anything today. If someone was to say to you, I've not achieved anything today, what would you think? You think, well, maybe he's not made any money today. Maybe he's not had enough customers today. Maybe he's not had this today. But the pious predecessors, no, it wasn't like that. For them, it was like, I've not achieved enough good deeds today. I've not, you know, refrained from committing these acts today. I've not made sure that I've done these acts today. I've not performed these good deeds today. And that's what would upset them. Not the fact that they didn't make as much money as they would normally, which is why we get sad. You know, nowadays we're saying we're not making as much money. We're not making as much money. How many of us are actually sad that we've not made as many good deeds? So I pray that if I've said anything wrong, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray for the rest of our lives, we value time. For the rest of our months, we don't waste time. For the rest of our lives, we benefit from this time. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that as a result of utilizing this time properly, we all die with Iman. And when we enter that dark and lonely grave, we're happy with the deed that we can present and be happy with ourselves. If you can be happy with yourselves, if you can put your hand on your heart and say, yes, I don't waste time, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you'll be successful. But how many of us can put our hands on our hearts and say, I don't waste time? Please get into the habit of not wasting time. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if you have said anything wrong, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah give me and you and everybody that's watching this program the ability to act upon what we have learned today, to benefit from the time that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with, to benefit from the time that we have. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let your heart shine bright. Let us take you to what is right. Let your heart shine bright. Let us take you to what is right.